So the longer I've been helping people, the more I realize that I'm actually wrong when it comes to anxiety recovery. See, I just felt that if you knew why you're experiencing the symptoms, if you understood the mechanics of anxiety, that's really what you would need to heal from this, to overcome this. But the longer I've been doing this, helping people overcome their symptoms, the deeper I'm getting into this, I'm actually realizing that's not the only thing. In many ways, it's not even the most important thing. In this video, I want to share with you the most important thing on your healing journey. So let's get started. So if you're new to this channel, we help people around the world overcome their symptoms. I have countless videos sharing with you why you experience such bizarre, mysterious physical symptoms that the doctors just label as anxiety. And I have a free ebook that lays all of this down that helps you understand the mechanics of anxiety, the roadmap to recovery, all these different things. You can get the link down below. But in this video, I'm going to be sharing with you something that's even more important than all that. And it sounds really subtle. Like when I tell you the answer, it's going to sound like, yeah, but is that really that important? And it's like, it actually is. Even I was very dismissive of it. But the longer I help people and the more I see people get stuck in certain aspects or, just struggle a little bit more than they should, it's because of this one thing. And that one thing is your identity. So how do you identify yourself? Identity is the most powerful personality trait you have. So a lot of times what I used to find was when I was helping people overcome their symptoms, I would help them understand the mechanics. I would teach them how to respond to their symptoms. I would teach them how to focus on long-term freedom. But what I would often notice is that they would make some progress, but then they would go back into old ways. As a coach, I used to get very frustrated on this. From my perspective, it was like, hey, you wanted to get better. You're even paying me to get better. Why are you doing all this? And I'm trying to show you the way, and you're not even doing the work. Like, why are you even just wasting both of our times? I'd rather be focusing with somebody that's truly committed. Now, when you say that to somebody, they can obviously naturally get very offended. They'd be like, what do you mean I'm not committed? Of course I'm committed. I've been doing everything. Do you know what it's like to, struggle with this and that? What I started learning as I was helping people with that is that they were actually stuck in an anxious identity. They'd always identified as being an anxious person. They use their anxiety as a shield for certain responsibilities and doing certain things. And they were using it to behave in certain ways. And what was happening was that their ego was protecting their identity. See, you never want to be out of alignment with your identity. Now, I'm going to go a step deeper. So there was obviously people that felt like they were anxious people, and that's why they weren't able to make progress. But I think there's even a deeper identity than that. And this doesn't just apply to anxiety sufferers, but this applies to a lot of people that you see in society. And that is a victim identity. Feeling like you're at the effect of everything. Feeling like what you're going through is so bad, it's so debilitating that anybody that would hear your story or know what happened would feel really bad for you. And in fact, I see this even a lot, even on this YouTube comment section. Every time I go to YouTube, there's people talking about how bad they have it. Obviously, I know exactly what they're going through because I went through it as well. So there's such a deep level of empathy where I'm like, yeah, this is really tough. But then I ask myself, okay, but does this person want to get better or do they just want to share their story? Now, I will tell you, there was a great benefit that I had on my healing journey. And that was is that I never fell for victim identity. I don't know what it was, but even since I was a kid, I hate the feeling of being the victim. I hate the feeling that I can't control anything. The fact that I can't do anything, that I'm helpless. I hate that feeling. But what I actually found helping people on the healing journey is that most people struggle with this victim identity, with this victim consciousness. When we're talking victim, we have to be clear too, right? Like just like anxiety doesn't really mean anything. People can talk about being anxious about giving a presentation, but then they could also talk about anxiety as in experiencing debilitating panic attacks where you can't leave your house. Same thing with victim, right? I'm not talking about somebody who's been like abused or, has been hurt or like, that type of example. I'm talking more about a victim consciousness where you feel like you're at the effect of things, where you feel like you have no control over what's going on, where you feel like if, you're a victim, there's a savior. And if you're a victim, there's a villain, right? In the sense that you might be feeling like, oh, well, I feel like my doctor's the villain. I feel like he just doesn't get it or she just doesn't get it. or I feel like, I want to get better. So maybe Sean is like this hero that's going to help me, and maybe he's going to figure out what's going on. He's going to guide me through the healing journey. Oh no, he charges for his program. He's a scam artist. I thought he cared. You know, so that kind of personality, that kind of behavior, that kind of thought patterns comes from a very deep place of victim identity where you're always at the effect of it. And I've seen a lot of people in the healing journey, all different issues that stem up. And the most sinister one out of all of it's not knowing the mechanics of anxiety. It's not knowing how to respond. It's coming from this victim identity. I have found it is the hardest to help them make progress. Because no matter what you do, no matter what you tell them, their ego is going to protect their identity. So even if they are making progress, they'll sabotage. Even if they're making too much progress, they'll kind of bring themselves down. The biggest thing to focus on in this healing journey is, how are you identifying yourself in this healing journey? If once you take responsibility of your healing, you will figure this out. It's inevitable. Get mentorship, do it by yourself, hire a coach, get a therapist, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what it is. If you take responsibility and accountability that healing is in your hands, you will figure this out. It might take a little bit more time. It might be quicker if you find a guide. Doesn't matter, but you will eventually figure it out. But if you feel like, you're at the effect of things, that things are happening to you, where you have this story that you've played out on why this is happening to you, and you're very committed to that story, you can do anything. You can do anything and it won't help. You can get the best coaches in the world. But I guarantee you, when you work with them, the first thing they're going to tell you is, hey, you need to let go of this victim identity. And look, I know it's really easy to fall in that trap when you're in the cycle, right? When I was struggling with anxiety, I developed so much helplessness. I tried so many things and it didn't work that I just naturally became scared of trying anything. I was like, why would I even try anything? Because the pain of being wrong was more painful than the possibility of something being right. And so you just kind of develop this helplessness where you feel like you have to rely on people, where you feel like this wasn't fair, where you feel like you fell through the medical cracks, that doctors don't care about you, that therapists don't care about you, your family is supposed to care about you, but even they're getting frustrated with you, so all these things that are going on, it's very easy to fall into that trap. You see people like this all the time in life. Have you ever seen somebody that's like didn't have much and starts to get really successful and then blows all their money? Like, I'm sure you've even seen like celebrities do that, right? And so the thing is that, money in itself is energy. And sometimes people have a hard time retaining that. They're not used to coming from a place of, having abundance when it comes to money. They might have, scarcity issues. And so what happens is even when they get a lot of the money, they blow it. And so this is very important. And the truth is that I don't share this stuff so much on my channel. And the reason why isn't because I'm trying to gatekeep or hide this from you. But sometimes I get concerned. I'm like, these are very important things, but will you get it? Will you understand? Or are you so hyper-focused on your symptoms that you won't even look past them to see what I'm talking about here? Because look, when I was dealing with my symptoms, all I cared about was eliminating the symptoms. So if somebody started talking to me about identity or all these other things, I'd blow it off. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm just trying to feel better right now. So I understand that. But if you're on the healing journey and you're making progress, do an audit and ask yourself, what is my identity around this? Is there some level of me that's comfortable where I'm at? Now, you might be thinking, no, Sean, I'm not comfortable at all. These symptoms are terrible. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying, is there a comfort? Is there a familiarity where you're comfortable in the familiarity, right? You can still be familiar with these sensations and bring yourself back in the state because it's familiar, even though you're struggling, even though it's unbearable. Right? People will always choose a familiar chaos, right? Because it's familiar. But, the chance of going into the unknown and getting freedom is very scary, right? Why? Because you're going into the unknown. And our nervous system isn't designed that way. Our nervous system isn't designed to go in the unknown, even though the best things in life come from the unknown. Even if you're here, even if you're miserable, at least you're safe. Even though this sucks, you don't like it, you're safe. You're still alive, aren't you? So that's all that matters. You want to do an audit of that. And we share a lot of this in the mentorship. But, when people are just naturally struggling with such intense symptoms and they don't know what's going on, they don't realize this. And what's even more interesting is that even if they're not struggling with these symptoms, it's hard to know that you're doing this. It's very tough to do an inner reflection and be like, oh my God, I'm acting at the effect of this. You know, I'm reacting to everything. I'm not taking accountability. I'm not feeling empowered. I feel like, you know, this is everyone else's fault. And, you know, I got the short end of the stick. My biggest focus right now is, okay, what can I do now to get better? What can I do? It's very empowering, right? Life isn't happening to you, it's happening for you, right? Tony Robbins says that. I think I heard it from Tony Robbins. He also says, what else can this be teaching me, right? Very powerful stuff. There's simple things. That's the thing about healing. It's so weird because it's such a simple thought process. When people are in the recovery journey and we bring up things like identity, they're like, yeah, it's important. Yeah, maybe, you know, I have like a small, you know, issue around identity. And, you know, I'll make that adjustment, but I don't think it's going to be that big of a difference where it's going to help me overcome my symptoms. And lo and behold, these small mindset shifts make a huge difference. And it's so wild. Recovery is empowerment in so many ways. And I don't want to sound like some self-help person or anything like that, but, you know, the more I've been doing this, the more I've been helping people, I'm starting to see that, you know, those aspects are correct. And it's very easy to dismiss them because they sound silly and they sound, you know, so much like fairy tales and stuff like that. But there is some truth in these things. And so much of it is things like identity. And if you would have told me when I was struggling with anxiety that this was an identity issue, I would have been like, yo, like, you have no idea what you're talking about. You're going to tell me this is an identity issue when I'm struggling with such intense symptoms? I'm not saying this is an identity issue, but I am saying that your identity can be a block for your healing journey. It can be a huge roadblock. It can be a huge bottleneck. This is just one thing to address on the healing journey. Of course, you want to understand the mechanics of anxiety. You want to know how to respond. You want to be consistent. You want to be around people that are actually healing. You want to normalize what you're going through. You want to do all these different things. But identity, I'm telling you, is like one of the most important things. So I hope this video helps. If you want to know more resources, click the link down below, including that free ebook. You can also apply for mentorship. If you want to know the 5 steps to overcoming anxiety from a long view, really understand the steps, like the symptoms and all that, make sure to check out this video up here. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.